Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
The transatlantic terrorist. And this is Oyster Men.
I kept on falling over, stumbling over, falling into things, not knowing what I was doing, and that was all due to White Ace.
Listening to Guana Bats underneath us. Yes, underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Of course, the Guana Bats have two versions. They have a UK version and they have a US version because they're based on the West Coast. So that's where you are.
That is where I am.
That is where you are. And we'll be talking about that very, very shortly. First of all, Oyster Men. That was a track called Cider from a new, I think it's a new EP they've got out. I think it's like five or six tracks. Really, really good. I noticed we've played Oyster Men quite a lot this year, by the way.
Yeah, I think we have.
We must like them. Well done, Oyster Men. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Oyster2Men.
And how are you doing the two?
Without two eyes.
Oh, it is. It is indeed. Well done, mate. Mm. Facebook.com/OysieMen. I like to call it OysieMen. Tony Wong, Paulie B and Internet Nil. You fabulous creature. Look at you all the way on the other side of that there world and that.
It's amazing, isn't it, this technology thing?
It's quite ridiculous. I've got a bit of additional material and then I'm going to find out all about you probably in the next 2 bits. Is that all right?
That's fine.
So this is a track. This is a joke we've had through from Eric. If you have a joke for us, email paulieb@punkyradio. Title your email, Comedy Suburbs. Just this through from Eric. It says, oh, hello again. Eric from Ohio here. He's in America as well. America's only tiny. Maybe you could nip round there. hi again. Eric from Ohio here. Got a joke. I'll keep the chit chat short. A pirate walks into a bar with a steering wheel on his cock. You know, only we get jokes like this. Yeah. A pirate walks into a bar with a steering wheel on his cock. The bartender said, "Excuse me, sir, are you aware you have a steering wheel on your cock?" The pirate says, I know, it'd be driving me nuts.
Nice.
Yeah, perfect. Enjoy the mental picture. No, thank you. Enjoy the mental picture. Be well. Thank you very much, Eric. Thank you for the joke. If you have a joke for us, send it in. Hopefully it'll be a bit better than that. Right. Thank you very much, Eric. That's very much appreciated. And I should have got you to read that out, really, because you're the pirate in the house.
My pirate passion is infamous. I haven't done
it's
it
spot
years.
On as well. It's spot on as well. I'm amazed they let you on the plane.
I am.
Because they'd go, oh, look, it's that pirate Tony. Oh, no, it's pirate Tony.
Exactly.
Come to take our doubloons. I've got another song for you, mate.
Okay.
Nightmare Boys! We played them a couple of weeks ago, didn't we? Nightmare Boys. And it's Nightmare Boys, but it's with three Z's. Three Z's. Nightmare Boysy. Nightmare Boys. And we heard about these through Slovenly, didn't we? And hello to Bazooka Joe. That's right. And all the guys at Slovenly, you fabulous people. They've also just... I've just seen they brought out a load of 7-inch vinyl of quite well-known old bands like Misfits and the Cramps and that. Some of it's really interesting. So do check out Slovenly as well as Nightmare Boys. What is Nightmare Boys' Bandcamp page?
Nightmareboys.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony T, probably the internet Nell Bender. Listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us, thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Nightmare Boys and a track from their latest album, Bad Patterns, called Bender. Nice. See, I wasn't being homophobic and calling you a name or anything like that. It was just the title of the thing, but the way I said it maybe inferred that I meant something else, but I didn't. It's the name of the song. It's called Bender. Get over it. I really like that. I really like Nightmare Boys, as do some of our listeners. I think I might be about to find that out.
Huh? Yes.
Maybe. Have you got any Facebook comments?
I do. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave the comment. One of the easiest to get in touch with is everyone's on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like the page, leave us a comment. It's that simple. Don't send us a private message. You can do, but we may not check it. The easiest way is to send us a comment. And that's what these people do. So, in response to last week's show,
How terribly confusing.
It's confusing. Cynthia Brewer, yes, it is. It's last week's show. We're just saying another great show. It was the best of. So, it was a great show.
It was the best of. It was bound to be good.
Yeah. And
I agree with Sid.
It was a great show.
Yeah.
And Kate's been in touch.
I know. I've missed her.
And Kinsey, I mean, it's she's had a couple of years, I think, at least.
Yeah, I know. And it hasn't done her any favours, has it? She's gone mad again.
Exactly. She's saying, just listen to the last two episodes, November 12th and 19th. So great to hear from old favourite bands, Lucifer Star Machine and Wowie Las Orgs. Love the tracks from The Flash Guns and Nightmare Boys. And yeah, for you responding, and she came back saying she's listened to the best of episode now, August 27th. And she says, you know, I'm one of those people who's downloaded every episode of Punky. And yes, I'm not quite right. Also, really like Pet Tigers. Right. She's not right.
We should play some more Pet Tigers, shouldn't we? I'll try and find some more Pet Tigers. They're excellent.
Yeah. That's pretty much it for Facebook. It's been quiet.
Well, it's Thanksgiving, wasn't it? The Americans all shut up shop. Did you enjoy Thanksgiving, by the way?
We just stayed in and made some soup and had some cake.
Sweet Jesus. Right, I can't handle this. I'm going to find out about everything you're not doing after the next song.
Excellent.
Happy Thanksgiving. What did you do? I made soup.
Mm. I was thankful for it, though.
Oh, well, that's all right, then. Christ on a bike. Right. This is a song I wasn't expecting. I have to say, some of the songs this week I really wasn't expecting. This being one of them. Article Smiling Sam, Tony. And I thought, seeing as you've gone all the way to the west coast of the US of A on one of those big iron birds, that I thought we'd get a band on from Nottingham.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. Smiling Sam from Nottingham. This is this is Rhythm in My Feet.
Summertime now for dancing, I got the rhythm in my feet. I gotta move it with my baby, cause she's looking kind of neat. I'm gonna leave my office desk a mail, get off somewhere cheap. Cause it's summertime now for dancing, I got the rhythm in my feet. Well, I'm walking in sunny climates, kinda soaking up the heat. I had to make music, putting rhythm in my feet. I'm glad I left my office desk a mess, get it off somewhere cheap. Cause it's summertime now for dancing, I got the rhythm in my feet. Summertime now for dancing, I got the rhythm in my feet. We're having Malibu lemon cocktails at Jamaica Bar, and then we're touring all around the island in my Chevy car, and then we hear Jamaica rhythm beaters put the rhythm in my feet. You know the summertime now for dancing, I got the rhythm in my feet. Well, the summertime now is over, and I'm feeling all kind of bleak. And my woman, she's feeling sad too, cause we're leaving this place so soon. But the memory of her making beats still put the rhythm in my feet. You know the summertime now for dancing, I got the rhythm in my feet. You know the summertime now for dancing, I got the rhythm in my feet. We're having Malibu lemon cocktails at Jamaica Bar, and then we're touring around the island in my Chevy car, and then we hear Jamaica rhythm beaters put the rhythm in my feet. You know the summertime now for dancing, I got the rhythm in my feet. Well, the summertime now is over, and I'm feeling all kind of bleak. And my woman, she's feeling sad too, cause I'm we're leaving this place so soon. But the memory of Jamaica Beach still put the rhythm in my feet. You know the summertime, now we're dancing. I got the rhythm in my feet. Well, the summertime, now we're dancing. Got Jamaican rhythm, yeah, Jamaican rhythm.
Face.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Mustang Lightning, though, an American band. It's only tiny. Maybe you could drop in.
Maybe.
That was Smiling Sam and Rhythm in My Feet, which is, I think, quite an odd ska reggae number. But it's doing very well. And couldn't find a lot of information, so I've gone for what is Smiling Sam's Django page.
Django.com/SmilingSam.
No, Django.com/Smiling+Sam?L=0 or something. I found it quite hard finding some Smiling Sam information, but that might be because I was getting it all wrong or typing the name in wrong and all that sort of thing. So my apologies, Smiling Sam, but you can. Django.com is a good place to start in your lust for Smiling Sam. There you go. Paulie Bean, step one, Tony two. Now, this is going to be the greatest answer to this question I've ever asked, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do anything last week?
Flew to San Francisco.
Explain all.
Yes. So, I've completely lost track of days and a bit weirded out. I think we left Tuesday. So we left Sunday. Left Nottingham Sunday. We got the bus to Heathrow. Stayed overnight. No, and flew Monday. Flew Monday morning. Landed here Monday afternoon. The flight was okay. I think you could probably
Let's have a bit more information.
You could probably class the flight as probably a textbook flight. It was like there was hardly any turbulence apart from over Greenland, but I was still scared. I was still kind of mentally. I watched the little plane flying on the map and just with all the just willed it to stay in the air. but I didn't have a panic attack, so that's a bonus. But honestly, looking back at it, was brilliant. It was hardly any problems whatsoever.
Did you watch any films on it?
I didn't, no, because I had to watch my little plane fly across the screen.
What, for 11 hours?
Yes. Didn't sleep.
Oh, Tony. Did you have any booze?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, good, good. Right, yeah, lots of booze and watch the little plane.
Yeah, yeah. Got us in here, though. But shattered. Yeah. Shattered.
So anyway, so you got there, and then what happened?
Got here at 2 o'clock, then... Relaxed, we had a coffee in the airport and then tried to work out how to get to our apartment. We're staying in an Airbnb place, which is basically some guy's apartment, and we're staying in his spare room. So we had to get to 38th Street, which is near Golden Gate Park, and the airport south of the city. So we checked the public transport and we got the BART, which is the subway. So we got the BART through to UN Plaza, or Plaza, and then we had to get the Muni, which is the local bus system, which is runs on electricity with the overhead cables.
Right.
So we got that, but that took us 2.5 hours. The public transportation, it was quite hard to understand because I had to get off one and get to the other, and then we got up from the subway onto the main street and just got completely lost. None of the street signs really made much sense. We're looking for McAllister and we just couldn't find it. And also the area where we got out is quite tasty at night. It was getting quite late, so that lots of people hanging around, hoodies and homeless people, and all getting a bit. And we're walking around with like luggage, so we're getting quite stressed. And we eventually found the bus and got us to our apartment, but not without more problems. We got on the bus and halfway down the journey, he just pulled over at the side of the street, kicked everyone off the bus, and this was because it was end of the line. Apparently, I think his shift had ended, but there was no information about such thing. So they kicked us off the bus, and we had to run for another one, which we missed. So we were standing outside Golden Gate Park in the dark, not knowing where we were. We were waiting for a bus that we think hopefully was going to come soon. It came in about 10 minutes, and the lady let us on, and then we found our apartment. And the guy left us the keys. So we had a little code to get in. I had instructions to get in. So after like 20 hours, I think we eventually got here, and it was just shattered. Yeah. Absolutely shattered. And I think yesterday was the first day we really properly recovered after about 3 days.
Right.
But yeah, we're here. That's our journey from Nottingham to our apartment here.
Well, what a fascinating first chapter of your 6-week US experience.
Yeah, that's just the first day.
So anyway, you're having fun, are you? And you've done some stuff.
We are, yeah. It was Thanksgiving a couple of days ago, so obviously a lot of things were closed. So we stayed out in the day, exploring, trying to figure out where we are. And then, it might have been Thanksgiving, we went for a walk. We walked from the apartment into city to try and get our grounds of things, and walked straight through the Tenderloin area of San Francisco, which is classed as one of those areas where you shouldn't go in.
Right.
It kind of like felt the mood change when you walk through it. It's called Tenderloin apparently because the police used to get an extra bit of beef or pork rather to if they went around that area.
Oh, right,
like,
really?
As an extra like danger, a bit of danger money. So yeah, we walked straight through it.
They go into that hellhole up and get a burger. You know what?
So now we know not to avoid. But yesterday was the first day in the city when we actually a normal day without any kind of danger or hassles. It was a nice day. When it was a shopping day, so it was mental. It was Black Friday yesterday. We're recording this Saturday morning. We haven't had breakfast yet, so I'm a bit weirded out.
Thanks for explaining all of this to me.
That's okay. I know you know it.
You haven't had breakfast yet. I'm just going to have to play two songs to get over this. Two cracking songs coming up. I'm more from Tony in the second half of the show, if anyone's still listening. Tony, if I'd been there that long, I'd have already been in jail, probably.
Probably.
Drunk in some pit. Two tracks coming up now. You know, I said I was loving these Irish bands, Irish garage rock and that. Mm. And I thought I said there were these two bands that I wanted to play. Well, I've picked them out. I've got them for this week. So this is a double From the Vault special. Both of these bands, these recordings, the first one came out in 2008, the second in 2009. I thought both bands had split up. It looks like both bands are still going.
Okay.
I think. Anyway, listen out for the things. First up, a band called the Bonnievilles that are from north of the border in Ireland. They're from Lurgan. And they were good friends of Punky for a while. We were in touch with them quite a lot. And they sent us a fantastic garage compilation called Blood on the Scratch Plate that we did a special on. Anyway, haven't heard from them in several years. Hopefully we'll hear from them again after we've played this. What is the Bonnievilles website?
TheBonnievilles.com?
TheBonnievilles.co.uk, my friend. Paulie B. Instead 2, Tony 2. This is Hardtail Lurgan Blues.
Down.
You stanky little chuff.
You're listening to Dr. Slangerberry underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Things and Psycho Lover. One of my favourite ever songs, that one. I love the album. I've got the album here. I've got the album here. It's called The Things. It's either called The Things or it's called Promo Not For Sale.
Right, okay.
So I think it's The Things. Great album. Really great. I'm sure the album is still available, most likely. By Nicotine Records. We used to play quite a bit on Nicotine Records as well, didn't we?
We did.
It's a right old flashback thing going on here. Anyway, great track. What is the thing? All I've got is a MySpace page. What is The Things MySpace page?
MySpace.com/The Things.
It is. Oh. Tony 3, poorly being an internet 2. Now then, Tony, working on the basis that if I'd been in San Francisco so far, so many things would have happened to me and I'd have got into... I said I went to see this band and there was this thing going on and we did the Streets of San Francisco tour and we went into the village and we the Golden Gate Bridge, which you have done. And so far you've said, yeah, made some soup, got on the wrong bus.
Hmm.
Yeah. I'm sure there's more to come. Now, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Brilliant. It must be time for Tony's International Gig Guide. 12 bar. A truly international gig guide as well, because obviously you're international.
I am. I am proper international.
You're the last of the international playboys.
God, I hope not. Yep, another week, another few gigs at the 12 bar club. It's still where it was last time I left it in England.
It might not be now, Tony.
It might not be, hopefully.
Everything might have changed in the future.
God, I hope not. So, yeah. Do check it out. It's Sunday, there's something to be confirmed, so I'm going to do Thursday to Saturday. So this Thursday, the 5th of December, it is December already, it's an Enterprise Studio night, presents on air with Tess Parks and Jodie's Flat.
Right.
I know no more than that, really. It's a Thursday evening, how much is it?
£6.
It is.
Oh, yes.
Friday night, 6th of December, TV Smith. Anabolic Steroids, The Crows, 16 Guns, and a late set from Rage DC.
That's a right old punk night, isn't it?
Did we play 16 Guns before? Were they from Norway or no?
No. We played a band that aren't going anymore called Dead by Gun that were from Finland.
That would be it.
But other than that, you're spot on.
Just rang a bell. I think I said this last time they played, you know. I think I was getting
probably, yeah, probably.
So it's London Calling night. How much?
£6.
Yeah, it's £6 in advance, £7 on the door.
Well, yeah, because it's probably a little bit extra for TV Smith.
Yeah. And finally, Saturday night, 9 Bar, Prowler, Dogfight, and Solemn Promise.
Oh, is it a folk night?
Yeah, it's Auction Records night.
Yeah.
Yeah. how much things? Saturday evening.
Let's read out the bands again. I love the Auction Records.
9 Bar, Prowler, Dogfight, and Solemn Promise.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm in a band called Dogfight. What sort of music is it? What do you think?
How much do you think?
£6.
Yeah, it is.
£6.
Yeah,
brilliant. Excellent. Dogfight. I want to go and see Prowler and Dogfight on principle.
I'm not sure I would.
Well, of course you wouldn't. You might spill your soup.
Exactly.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. I'm sorry I'm laughing so much, Tony. I shouldn't be rude to you. I'm just finding it really funny. Right, next song coming up. I said a couple of songs this week I just wasn't expecting. Now this came in. Do you remember when we had all the Adam Ants together?
Yes.
Right. One of them, Wayne, one of the Ants, he's now set up on his own. Because he was in a band, is in a band called Metal Pirates, but now he's got a solo project called Dan Raven. And he said, "Is it all right if I send you our latest single?" I went, "Yeah, sure." He said, "It's called Chant Sex, Chant Love." I went, "Oh, sounds good to me." I don't know what to make of this.
Okay.
I really don't, but I was going to play it, and it's like, do you know what? It's fun. It's really good fun, and I don't know what it is. I cannot pick a genre for this, Tony. The song that's about to happen, I don't know whether it's punk, I don't know whether it's pop, I don't know whether it's... I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Interesting.
I don't know what's going on, Tony.
Fair enough.
What is Dan Raven's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Dan Raven?
No, facebook.com/pages/Dan-Raven. /20793978601806? ?REF=8L. And what is that, Tony?
They haven't set a default URL, Paul.
They haven't set a default URL. Chant sex, chant love.
Every time I see your pretty face, look through the
Nozzle.
You listen to Sandwichy Surfers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Dan Raven. And with that web result, I should point out the update is now Paulie being Internet 3, Tony 3.
Okay.
That's right, isn't it? Now, I'm going to quickly tell you what I'm doing this week.
Okay.
Because it won't be as good as what you're doing. Even though it's brilliant, of course, because it's my shows in Hitching Letters from the Bulldog this week featuring Richard Morton. Richard Morton and Danny Ward. You can get more information about them on lastminutecomedy.com. All the shows will be terrific. I'll be comping all of them. There are early Christmas shows, which can mean only one thing. Booze, booze, and more booze. Not booing, booze, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like drinking. Yeah. Did you think it was booze? That I meant
yeah,
booze?
No. I meant...
You knew what I meant to do.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. There's going to be drinking and fun. And there's an office work still on the Friday night, and there's a big group of people coming. It's just it all looks like it's just going to be stand-up comedy utter mayhem.
Excellent.
Yeah, so that's what I'm doing. lastminutecomedy.com, a website which is up kept by the suitably beautifully wonderfully marvellous Mr. Tony Hearn, international playboy, who is now going to tell us about what he's doing this week.
Yep. First thing, I forgot to mention another thing I did last week, which is I met Rem. It's been a bit of a blur. The first day here, he took us out, and he listens to Punky, and he's from Marin, which is north of San Francisco. So he came and picked us up, and took us on a Woodstock tour. So we saw the Golden Gate Bridge,
cool.
And he took us to the lighthouse and the Echo.
So you have actually done loads of things then. You haven't just made soup.
Yeah.
No, it was the bus.
It was a great soup. No, well, the bus thing, that's the first day. And the second day we got here, so he took us on that and ran all the viewing points. I had to put pictures up. He's a really nice guy. I just wanted to mention because I've completely forgot. Because it seems like such a long time ago now. But yeah, so thanks for that, Rem. I'm sure he's listening. I know he is. And he's a photojournalist from Marin. So yeah, nice guy.
Well, I hope he takes some good pictures of you while he's there as well.
He did. I've got one. I'll put it up on Facebook.
In a bit. Blimey, Tony.
I know.
You showbiz.
Innit? I did.
Showbiz Hearn.
It is odd when you fly halfway around the world and meet someone and they know everything about you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's weird.
But anyway.
You've just freaked me out a bit there. Right. Yeah.
So Monday the 2nd, so the day before this podcast goes out, we go to Yosemite. We're going to stay near Oakhurst, which is just south of the Southern Gate entry point to Yosemite, and we're going to have three days there, and then we're going to go on to, I think, maybe...
Hang on, is that where Old Faithful is?
I don't know, actually. I will know much more...
I think it is. I think that's where Old Faithful is. And if it is, when you go, wait to the requisite amount of time and don't do what my dad did, which was wait half an hour, think, sod this, go to the toilet. While you're in the toilet, Old Faithful does his Old Faithful thing, come back, and Mum said, you've missed it. He goes, all right, let's go. He goes, you don't want to wait, see it again. He goes, no. I think it goes off every 40 minutes. He's a right geezer. Goes off every 40 minutes, I think, or something. My dad waited half an hour and got bored. Went to the toilet, missed it.
If that's there, we'll check it.
Yeah, do.
But I think, yeah, so there'll be 2-3 days of Yosemite goodness, and then we're going to stop off somewhere, don't know where yet, on the way to Death Valley, and then we'll do 2-3 days in Death Valley.
Oh, wow.
Before hitting Vegas, which will be the week after. So, yeah.
That's my soul. Yeah, it's good. I can't wait for the adventures of Tony in Vegas.
What kind of soup they have.
Yeah, what did you do? I put $5 in the slot machine and got all scared, so I went to bed. Like, you're going to love Vegas. It's going to love you as well. Right, fantastic. So you've got loads going on. I expect a full report at some point.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know when it'll be, of no. course.
Yeah.
Because we've got a lot of Christmas to get to.
It'll
and
be.
The clue into Christmas will be happening, actually, very, very soon. Next track, Youth Man. Never heard of this band before. I think they're quite new. They're an old-school Riot Girl sort of band tone, and from the West Midlands. And they brought out an EP, and I listened to it, and I thought, I like this. So what is Youth Man's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Youth Man.
No, Facebook.com/Youth Man Band.
Okay.
Four of the internet, four. Tony, three. This is Insipid. Listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Youth Man Insipid. I do realise that we'd normally discuss that track after that, but I did it the other way around because I forgot. Because basically, it's all a bit weird for us this week.
Oh, isn't it?
You're just so far away, and it's the morning time for you, and you haven't had your breakfast, Tony.
I haven't had my breakfast, no.
You shouldn't make punky on an empty stomach.
It's wrong. Or in the daylight.
Or in the daylight, yeah. It's very much a nighttime thing, isn't it, punky? Yeah. We always get freaked out when we've got to make it in the day. Right, so have you got a twat?
I haven't, no.
I have, that bus driver.
Oh, God, yes.
But, yeah, do you want to just explain about twatting?
Yeah, so do email me your twats. We do need them. And everyone must know a twat these days. I'm pretty sure during our travels we're going to meet quite a few. So email me your twat. Yeah, the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's dead simple. Email me tony@punkyradio.com. And all twats receive with thanks.
Yes. So what are you going to do instead, Tony?
Don't know. I can what else have I been doing? So we got... So Monday we
what
got...
What sort of soup was it?
Tortilla.
Oh!
Oh, yeah. See? Yeah. There's a Safeway 10 blocks from here, and we had a bit of a shop. Because if we've got the apartment, we're not in a hotel, so we've got the use of the entire place. With this massive TV as well, which I will have to put, I'll maybe post on the Punky Radio Facebook page because it's got to be seen to be believed. So Tuesday we met Rem, Wednesday was day before Thanksgiving, and that's when I think that's when we walked through Tenderloin. Thursday, Friday, yesterday we went into the city for the first time. We got into the proper city part of it where the mall is, up to the financial district where the skyscrapers are, and we went through Chinatown, and we saw our first cable car going up the hill.
Oh, very exciting.
The massive queue for it. I don't think we're going to be able to chance to ride it because the queue's just going around the block even to get on it.
Is it just tourists wanting to get on it?
Yeah. I think you just get on it, and then they squeeze you on as well. It's jam-packed. I don't think it'd be I think you're best off just to look at it from outside and go, oh, look, cable car. Oh,
yeah.
And that'd be about it.
Well, you can't take photos of a cable car when you're in it.
Exactly. That is a good point. And the weather here is nice as well. We spoke to a woman yesterday, and apparently it's not always this nice, but it's so good. 14, 15 degrees, the sun's out, there's not much wind and cloudless sky. But apparently that's not very common for something this good this time of year. They've had
it's
a bit of Indian summer. Is it?
Yeah.
Good.
Cold and wet. You know, what we're famous for.
Yeah. Has it kicked into proper winter then now?
No, it hasn't stepped into Christmas yet, Tony. This is cold and wet. But I'm about to step into Christmas now, mate.
Okay, excellent.
With our first Christmas song of the year.
Okay.
I think we've got Christmas for the next 2 weeks, haven't we?
We certainly have.
Yeah, so this is a warning. You know, if it's a Punky Radio Christmas, it's not the average Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, don't expect any happiness. We've got our first track, a band called Lazarus. But now that I've looked at the different spelling of it, they could, of course, be called Lazarus.
Mm.
I'm going with Lazarus.
Yeah, yeah.
What is their website? What is the Lazarus website?
Lazarus.com?
It is indeed. How are you spelling Lazarus?
L-A-Z-A-R-A-S.
That's correct. Wow, Tony. Does that make it 4-all?
I think it does.
It does indeed. It's an honourable draw. It's Tony 4, Paul V and Internet 4. And this is... they've brought out a Christmas EP, Lazarus, but it ain't the Christmas you're expecting. Enjoy this. This is All I Want for Christmas. Is a, I'm hoping I'm saying this right, a Mosrite guitar. Does that sound right?
Sounds right to me.
All I Want for Christmas is a Mosrite guitar. Lazarus, and All I Want for Christmas is a Mosrite guitar. I hope you've enjoyed the show this week. It's been a bit all over the place. So have we. We are all over. Tony really is all over the place.
Really,
you're all over the place than I am. That's not normal.
No, nothing about this is normal.
We've got some great shows coming up, and you're just, it might all be a bit odd the next few weeks, but it's going to be worth it. Just enjoy it all. Thanks to all the bands and all the labels that have sent us all the music this week, and thanks to the internet stations that carry our show. They are...
they are the Internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K, radio.com. We're on Galactic World Radio, G-A-L-A-C-T-I-C, worldradio.com. And finally, the latest station we're on is radioandra.se, R-A-D-I-O-A-N-D-R-A.se.
We love you all.
We do.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.
Budger gun.